Welcome to the broadcast today. I just want to tell you, God is doing some amazing things, and I'm so excited to have one of my really good friends, Pastor Andy Arguez, with me here from Atlanta. So he's going to be a super blessing to you. He's been a powerful man of God, ministered all over the South Florida area, and now he's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's getting hundreds of people saved. In South Florida, thousands of people have been saved through his ministry, and God continues to do great things. He travels all over the world, but we're so glad to have him here with us at Hope United, and I want you to put your hands together and welcome my dear friend, Pastor Andy Arguez, to the stage. God bless you. God bless you.
What an honor, man. Thank you so much, Pastor Josh, my friend, Pastor Corinne. Thank you so much this precious morning. It's an honor to be able to be with you, Hope United. I'm so thrilled and excited to have this opportunity to share with this amazing family, this amazing community. I share this time with my beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca, that she says hello from behind the scenes. She's here this weekend, and we had an amazing day yesterday on Saturday ministering at a prophetic summit. It was an amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I want to just take some time to be able to say hello to you that are watching. And I just want to encourage you. Why don't you say a little God bless you. Hello. Who's watching right now? We want to know who you are, that you're tuned in, you're connected. Maybe put a little emoji up. I'm here. Right down below, I'm ready, put it down there, and let's get this activated. And why don't you do something? Why don't you also bless someone's life and share this with a friend, a family, someone who needs a word of encouragement, that will need some faith to build up. And if you're watching this, it's because I believe God has something special for you. So I just want to this morning be able to share something that's on my heart, and that your beloved pastors have asked to speak. But before I do that, I want to honor as well our beloved apostle and prophet Swilly, our spiritual fathers, man. Thank you so much, Dad and Mom, for the impact that you've made in my wife and I and in our family and Supernatural Culture Church in Atlanta. We're truly grateful. And thank you so much, my friend, for having us here. They cooked us a storm yesterday and left us a great treat. Amen. All right, let's get started, everybody. Hope United. I want you to go with me to Genesis 2:10. Just really briefly, more than anything, I want to open my heart and share a little bit on my journey. Your pastor has asked to kind of share in the direction of evangelism, outreach, the acts of service and kindness. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "And a river went out of Eden, and the water from the garden, and thence it departed into four different heads." It was the Pison. Verse number 13 talks about the second river, the Gihon or Gihon. I'm not sure what the right pronunciation is. You ever read something in the Bible, you just skip it because you know how to pronounce it? Just speak tongues over it. That's one of those shalababo. Yeah, there you go. And then the third river is the Hiddekel. All right, I guess that's the right way. And then the fourth river is Euphrates. So I want to talk to you today about the different streams of the heart of God to reach the lost, to reach our community, our generation. And I want to start off first a little bit by, you know, kind of sharing a few of them and giving you a little bit of a background of how I came to the Lord and why these streams of the heart of God flowed through my life and have flown through my life many years. First of all, I was not born in a Christian family. My family would not go to church. We're not religious per se. Even as a Catholic, it was like once a year, what have you. So growing up, I did not like church. I hated church. I didn't want nothing to do with church. I hadn't had an experience with God. But something happened. I was a very good baseball player. For 14 years, I played baseball. I played on USA traveling teams. We won championships in other countries. And I was a starting shortstop for the number one 6A baseball team in the United States. And started shortstop as a freshman. The Mets and the Yankees were looking at me, UM. But something began to happen. You know, in my early teenage years, I was raised without my father and my mother at home. And it were different dynamics that caused a lot of rejection and hurt and anger and unforgiveness inside of my heart. So from a very early age, even though I was a baseball player, there was this void inside of me that nothing was able to fill. It was a void that I, at an early age, started doing drugs to try to fill it up, started hanging out with friends in the streets and the street life. And unfortunately, it got to a point where the clubs, the drugs, the women, the streets, none of that was filling. And it accumulated to a point where I literally had gun violence encounters in South Florida. One particular morning at 1 a.m. with some friends, we were selling marijuana in the middle of the street. And a rival gang, per se, passed by and basically threw up their signs. And you know, we kind of threw up no particular sign, but just, you know, kind of a certain finger that you lift up. And all hell broke loose after that. The last thing I remember was just gunshots and bullets just going past my head and around my body. And it was one of the first times that I felt such the death, near-death experience like that. I remember jumping fences and then the cops, you know, invading the area and the helicopters and me thinking, man, I'm going to die or this may be the last time. Will I see my family again? It was that night that God began really doing something in my heart. I hit such a low moment in my life. I was entering into depression. I was void to the point where thoughts of killing myself were rising up. And I had a plan that night. That night, I was going to leave my house and I was going to commit suicide. And as I was doing this, as I was about to, you know, I was getting some stuff together. I was grabbing the door. And when I reached for the door, I heard a voice inside of me that said, "Don't do it. I love you and I have a purpose for your life." That voice resonated inside of me. And as I was going to grab the door, I put my hand back and something told me to go to my room. And when I went to my room and I closed the door, I felt this light permeating from the top of my roof and penetrating my heart. And the only way that I can describe it to you, it was just love that brought me to my knees. And for the first time, this hard-hearted wannabe thug, wannabe gangster, you know, was on his knees and a tear was going down his cheek. I was starting to encounter the love of God. I was starting to encounter the love of Abba Father. This was the beginning of the radical transformation that took place from a young man that grew up fatherless and empty and rejected and full of anger and other ambitions and addictions, and this love of God that I like to call that liquid love, this fiery love, of flame of love, began to permeate my heart and break my heart, and a desire began to grow to want to go to this church that I once hated. And I asked my mom the next day if she would take me. And I never forget being at the back, prideful, not wanting to lift up my hands when the call was made. And in the moment that I did, I felt like demons of bondages were coming off of me. Loads were coming off of me. And I ran to the front and I began to weep and weep and weep and hurt and anger. And I just began to encounter rivers of love and streams of the love of God. Healing power began to flow through my heart. And I became a radically transformed, crazy house for God. I'm talking about from one day to the next. I'm telling you, God's going to bring some transformation to your sons and to your daughters. Things that took years that would never change, God's about to do it. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, God's about to turn that around. God's about to show up to your grandchildren and your family that have been hurting and broken and have turned away from God. But there's a visitation. There is an encounter of the Holy Spirit getting ready to pour out. So I remember just, man, this love began burning in my heart. And I began to just say, God, I want to serve you. I want to love you. I want to give my all for you. And I said, if I was passionate in the world, if I was crazy in the world, I would do any stupid thing just to impress friends. I said, I'm going to be even more radical for you. Because if you set me free from this drugs and from this life, if you heal me from a fatherless past, how can I not stand up and open my mouth? How can I be ashamed of the one that was shameless for me on a wooden cross? I must open my mouth. And that is where my journey began. I went back to school. And literally, when I tell you, I won 2,000 kids in my school to Christ, it's not an exaggeration. Half of my school I led to Christ. my principal, teachers, security, my whole baseball team, my coaches. I would preach in the baseball as I was, you know, waiting for, you know, in between innings and in between plays. Players would come and be on the base. I was leading them to Christ. My coaches would get so ticked off. But I didn't care. I was possessed with this love. I was possessed with this passion. My heart had been transformed. How can I not open my mouth when you really encounter God? When you really have a fresh encounter with the Lord? I'm not talking about, oh yeah, I remember a preacher 20 years ago. I'm talking about something fresh that just recently happened in our hearts. That's when that liquid fire of God, that's what Jeremiah calls fire in my bones. I came here from Atlanta, Georgia, to release a flame of love into your heart, into your spirit, to say, rise up. God has something fresh for your family. God's not through with you, man of God. God wants to use you to teach and to preach. Those of you that have been maybe away from ministering for some time, God's going to reactivate, rekindle. People that have lost the passion and the fire to serve and to win the loss, He wants to reactivate it. So this journey begins in my life, and this journey of the flames of love begin to burn, and I begin to hit the streets everywhere I would go. In South Beach, outside of the clubs, I would jump literally on top of Shalaba. I'm going to do an illustration here. I may get myself, I don't want to get injured here, but let's see if I can do it. I would get on top of the DJ stage or his table. I would grab his mic, and 300 kids that were drunk and high on weed would come to Christ by the Spirit of God. I would enter just right outside of the club, and as people with hoops and these high heels just giving the word of the Lord, and people backsliders crying, I would go to the middle of what is called Calle Ocho, 1.2 million people, and you have all these celebrities like Daddy Yankee and Pitbull, all these people, and by faith grab the microphone from a producer and led about 15,000 people to Christ that were waiting to hear a worldly secular song, but ended up hearing the love of God. Something happens when you encounter the flames of love. Something happens when there's a burning inside of you that you cannot stay quiet. I remember one of the most impactful things of my life was seeing the young people. I began to pastor in King Jesus Ministries in Miami, began with 70 young people, and we began to go over 100 schools all over Miami-Dade County, winning thousands and thousands of kids. And I was impacted as revival broke out, as drug lords would come and throw bags of weapons, of AK-47s, guns, drugs, porn. We would burn on a monthly basis. It was a move of the Spirit that would set young people free. All it takes is one. Everybody say just one. All it takes is just one man, one woman who is willing to hear God, who is willing to say yes. God is saying to you, it's time for your new yes. There's a new yes coming in this season. And this fire began to blow inside, where thousands and thousands of youth would come to the Lord Jesus. My goodness, I want to stir up these streams of evangelism. I want to stir up that liquid love again. I feel in my spirit that there's some people that with this pandemic, it has kind of put cold. Maybe that fire that was there to serve, or maybe you're at a place where you're not sure whether you should come back to church or not yet. That's okay. We want to be respectful to your season, but I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit is still working and is ready for you and is activating you and is saying it's time to rise up. Shine your light. The glory of the Lord has arrived. We are the solution for America. We have the answer that our city needs. We carry the hope. Come on, Hope United. We carry the hope that our communities need. I remember as a teenager, I would count every, I would tally every single soul, because my goal was to win 1 million souls. And at that time, I would tally and tally and tally. And the last time that I stopped counting is when I reached 100,000 souls that I personally led to Christ. And that burning fire began to grow now, not just in the city of Miami, but the Holy Spirit began to take my wife and I over 30 nations in the world, seeing miracles take place. and activating thousands of people with this fire of love. My friend, I'm telling you, this is not just for pulpit ministers. This is not just for people on the pews. This God wants to use businessmen and businesswomen with their spheres of influence to impact the people around their businesses. God wants to use professionals that are doctors and that are professional in their fields to get their spheres of influence and lead them to Christ. Now, I want to be able to talk really quickly about some of these streams that God wants to use. And it's very interesting because it talks about four different rivers. And when you look at these Hebrew words, look what these Hebrew words mean. The first one, pison or pison, whatever translation you want to put, means to spread. It's very interesting because there's nothing better than spreading the gospel. There's nothing better than spreading the good news of Jesus. So literally one of the rivers that we see that come from the earth, by the way, from the garden. By the way, the garden is not just the dirt. We are the garden. Say that with me. I am the garden of the Lord. And out of me shall flow rivers of living water. This is one of the rivers. It's to teach and share our faith, to testify, to preach and proclaim, to print and to upload the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look at the second stream. The second stream, the second word there, it literally means streams, pools, like from Jerusalem. In other words, it talks about these prophetic streams and rivers that flow. Do you remember in John 7:37 when Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who hunger and thirst, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." And by that he meant the Holy Ghost. So these streams, say streams, want to flow through the church in the different realms of the arts and the different realms of business and politics and schools and medicine and judicial and courts and the different sectors of our community. Another word here, very interesting for these rivers, is rapid movement. And it gives the idea of an arrow that you throw and you pierce through something. God wants to use rivers that will pierce the hearts of the most hearted men and women on the earth. Another word for stream there means to break forth. And that speaks of breakthrough. That speaks of the miraculous. You see, I want you to write this down. One stream, number one, is to testify. Okay? And that means just basically sharing your testimony. You got to share your story. Right? Your story is so powerful. There's nobody that has your story. Number two is the preaching or proclaiming of the gospel. So it's declaring his good news. Another stream, I love this one, is the love of God. It's the persistence to love people beyond. It took me almost 17, 18 years to lead my whole family to Christ. 99% of my family have received Christ as Jesus, as Lord. But it took me some of them 15, 16, 17, 20 years of just living a good testimony. Because at the beginning, that fire to them was craziness. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to use another stream. I'm going to use wisdom to be a testimony, to be a light, that your actions will speak louder than your words. That's another one. Number four is wisdom. That's one of the rivers. That's one of the streams. But the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. That's one of those rivers. It's demonstrating Christ through our daily walk. It's when we make mistakes, do we own it? See, we're not perfect, but when we do things that aren't right, can we apologize? When we have issues with our wives, can we humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness? When we don't fulfill our words with our children, can we say, you know what, my buddy, I missed it. I'm sorry. I'm going to be there next time. It's demonstrating. That's the river of wisdom. The river then, another river is the acts of kindness or service, which is what our pastors at Hope United want to activate in the community. This is serving with our gifts. This is showing the kindness of God. It's also his love, his compassion. Another stream is the creative realm. These are the arts, dance, music, theater, theatrics, film, the different giftings. This is Holy Spirit initiatives, spontaneity, the spontaneous flow of the Holy Spirit. That's where also the creative realm is, in the spontaneous river of the Spirit of God. Many of the creative miracles that I've seen around the world, I've seen some crazy miracles. I've seen people without toes in Bolivia and God grow no new toes. I've seen in the middle of the jungles, kids without a hip bone and God create a new hip bone. But those creative realms, those realms of miracle and glory realm, they usually happen with obedience to the voice of God, and they many times happen spontaneously. It's that spontaneous river that we must be sensitive to allow God to use us as he wants to. And the last river is the supernatural. And the supernatural, Jesus did four major things. He taught, he preached, he cast out devils, and he healed the sick. And the ministry of Jesus was a supernatural ministry. Even providing food for the people that didn't have bread, that's supernatural in its origin. Everything in its origin of the church was birthed through resurrection. It's supernatural. So God wants to use you to heal the sick. God wants to use you to cast out devils. God wants to use you to move in the prophetic. But listen to me, the prophetic has been abused, and people have used the prophetic gifts to hurt people and to bring judgment. But the beautiful prophetic gift, the New Testament, is to edify, exhort, and to comfort. And you can give words of exhortation and comfort and uplifting anywhere you go. That stream of the prophetic will lift people up. It's amazing what we can do when we really tap into the heart of God and when we really love people that are in front of us, loving the one, stopping for the one, caring for the one that's in front of you. I remember one day I was watching Reinhard Bonnke. He's led over 75 million people in Africa, and I see 2 to 3 million people just praying in the Holy Ghost, and I'm weeping in front of the television. I said, God, what do I got to do to win millions of people to Christ? Because the Lord showed me in a vision one day, people dying and going to hell. And I saw people coming like off of a cliff and stepping into eternity. And he said, son, many millions will go if my people, my remnant, don't say yes. And I said, Lord, I say yes. I say yes. I'm available, God. I'm not the most gifted. I'm not the most intelligent. I don't have all the studies, but I have a heart that's willing to go after you. And God said, that's all I need. I'm not looking for ability. I'm looking for availability. A heart that will surrender. A yielded vessel that would say yes. Yes, I'll go feed the poor. Yes, I'll go embrace the hurting. Yes, I'll pray for that one. My friend, these streams cannot be contained. These streams cannot be contained. The Holy Spirit wants to release these rivers across America. The Holy Spirit wants to invade our services to touch the hurting. God, I prophesy, wants to raise up a revival here in Hope United in the children's ministry. I see children dancing. I see bands of kids here in Hope United that's going to rise up from our young people. And we must activate the rivers, these streams of the heart of God. There's a man named Irwin, and I'm closing. I'm about to land the plane. Irwin McManus said once, the real tragedy is not that churches are dying, but that churches have lost their reason to live. I'm going to say it again. The real tragedy is not that churches are just simply dying, but that churches have lost their reason to live. We've lost the essence of who we are. The church was not meant to be in four walls. In the book of Acts, when the church stayed in their little homes, nice and cozy, and that's good. We have small groups as well. But the Bible says persecution came into the church and it took them out to the streets and they began to preach in the highways and the byways, because God says, I don't want you to have kumbaya on hot cocoa in the middle of the week. I want you to also go where the hurting are at. I want you to stop in that grocery store and talk to that person. I want you, while you're there in that gasoline station, use those creative gifts and go and offer to pay for that man's gas and lead him to the Lord. In that restaurant before leaving, you know how many times I've paid for people's bills just to lead them to Christ. I'm telling you, God's going to give you some creative, innovative ways to win the lost. Satan's plan is to keep the church quiet, with no impact in the city, passionless, dry Christianity, religious reformity, same old routine, but no stream, no river, no impact. See, my friend, confinement is to live with borders that restrain the move of God. The Holy Spirit wants us to set godly boundaries and godly structure. The word kingdom means government and order and structure. You see, but when we confine that stream and that river, we lose our value, our validity, and we become irrelevant. We must activate the rivers of the living water. We must be intentional. And I'm making a call right now to those of you that are watching. You say, but I'm not a pastor. I didn't say, are you a pastor? Jesus said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, follow me, and I will make him fishers of men. He didn't say, do you want to be a pastor? He didn't say, do you want to be a worship leader? He didn't say, do you want to be an apostle, prophet? Follow me. The first sign that you're following Jesus is that you'll love what he loves. He loves fish. So you follow me, I'm going to make you what I first love, to fish. And the beautiful thing about God is there's so many fishes in the sea. There's so many different baits. There's so many different props, tools to use to catch fish. You can throw a rod. You can throw a net. You can go spear fishing. You can throw a big old cargo commercial boat and pick up thousands of fish. And the same with you. God has the gift he gave you to glorify him, to produce finances for your family, but it's also to impact people in your generation. I'll never forget what Maya Angelou said once. Maya Angelou, I believe, I don't remember. She says, she told Oprah Winfrey, she says, the most tragic thing in life is when people don't understand that what people will remember you for is not how much money you had. It's not how many cars you had. It's not how, you know, all the things that you did, but it's how many people did you impact in your lifetime. That's what you'll be known for. I remember driving Dr. Miles Monroe many times in Miami, Florida, and I would eat up everything he would teach me. I would take him to eat and shopping, whatever he needed. He said, Andy, do you want to know the richest place on earth? And I thought, United States Treasury? No. The Vatican? No. Saudi Arabia? I said, where? He said, son, the richest place are the cemeteries, where millions of people die, never releasing their gifts, never writing that song, never releasing the dream that I gave them. They've been confined to fear. They've been confined to pressure. They've been confined to bills and stress, and they've lost focus on what's the priority on my heart. I'm telling you, if you put first the kingdom of God, everything else is going to flow. I feel a river flowing right now. I want you to stretch your hands to the screen. There's a river flowing right now. Stretch your hands to the screen, my friend. My friend, if there's someone that has not received the Lord, if you say, Pastor, I'm backslid and I've turned my heart away from God, or I'm in sin right now, I feel the Lord speaking to me, I need to repent. Any area of your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say with me out loud, say, Dear Heavenly Father, right now I recognize that you are God, that Jesus is my Lord. Daddy, forgive me for my sins, from turning away from your call in my life. I repent. I turn from it. I'm sorry, Dad. And right now, I receive Jesus into my heart. I come back to Dad. I believe that you rose from the dead. Cleanse me with your blood. Wash me, Lord. I receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. I receive a baptism of love. And right now, I'm activated in my purpose, in my giftings. I'm free from fear. I walk in love. I walk in truth. And I activate the rivers of God in Jesus' name. Now, I want to just take a moment as we close. Just put your hand on the screen or extend your hand wherever you're at right now. I just feel a healing stream flowing. There's someone in your stomach. I can see in your belly. Your belly's like bloated. It's enlarged. And you've been having some digestion issues. And I just can see a stream flowing right now to bring release and healing in Jesus' name. Receive it. It's easy. Just receive it like a sponge. Just drink it in. Just accept it like a child. Just eat. Just drink. Those rivers are flowing right now. There's a mighty anointing here. I can feel it flowing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. There's some open heavens for miracles and healings right now. There's someone right now that you've been dealing with like some kind of a scoliosis, some bone issue, and the Lord is bringing a fire on the back of your bone. Just begin to move up. I see you, just stand up and jump up and take your miracle. Today is your day for your miracle. Yeah, in order to have something you've never had, you got to be willing to do something you've never done. So do it in Jesus' name. I see someone with a leg issue. It's almost like it curves inward. And it's kind of like, I guess people made fun of you before, like you were like bow-legged, they would make fun of. But I see God wants to straighten that leg out. You say, can God really do that for me? Absolutely. Is there anything impossible for the Lord? So right now, in the name of Jesus, as a matter of fact, that leg is not only having a bow leg type of inward thing, but it's shorter than your other leg. I want you to sit down right now at a chair, and your back to the chair, and I want you to stretch it all across, and you're going to see about an inch or two shorter than the other leg. God is going to supernaturally grow bone right now. I feel it's like your left leg is shorter. And right now, the Lord is just stretching your leg. You're going to feel the fire of God. You're going to be amazed. You're going to look at it, I can't believe this just happened. Because it happened so easy. It was not even nothing super splendor. It just flowed. That's the flow of the Holy Spirit. That's the stream of God. I feel the anointing on that one. It's just coming out. Pop. It's just going to pop out. And you're going to be like, whoa, shakababa. I can't even believe that God can do miracles like that. Absolutely. I want you to put your hands up because someone's hand is shorter than the other. If you put your hands out, you're going to see it. And the Lord as well is just going to align your shoulders. I see like there's a disbalance in your shoulder. And the Lord is showing me it was an injury. It was an accident that took place years ago. I hear the number 13. And I believe it has to do with 13 years ago or the age of 13. It was some kind of accident, injury that took place. And you dislocated like your neck shoulder area. And the Lord, it's almost like there's even like a cracking type of feeling that takes place. Well, the Lord is just cut. Just aligning it right now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. There's many more things that I'm sensing, but I just release these rivers. I release these healings. Just put your hand on your body right now. Be healed, be delivered. Woman. There's a woman, I believe, I hear the name Carmen. There's someone in the area of, I don't know if it's your family, Carmen. God is doing a work in the heart of a Carmen. And the Lord says, I'm going to restore her heart. It was broken through a relationship. And God says, I'm going to bring her back to her first love. God is calling you back. Jerome, it sounds like it's Jerome. Jerome, the Lord says, I called you since your mother's womb. The Holy Spirit says that when you were a baby, you would hear the oracles of God. But around 16, 17 years of old age, you began to, I think it was you were in some sports, you were with friends. I see a certain girlfriend, and I see how you begin to turn your heart away. You rebelled against your parents. You made your mom cry and weep a lot. But the Spirit of the Lord says, son, this is your season. Watch as I'm going to turn your finances around. As you put me first, you're going to see financial breakthrough released into your life. In Jesus' mighty name. My friend, my time is up, but these rivers are flowing. Grab it. Take a hold of it. I'm Pastor Andy. My wife, Pastor Rebecca Arguez from Supernatural Culture Atlanta. Hope United. I love you. Thank you for letting me serve you this morning. With you, Pastor Josh, your senior pastor.
Oh my goodness. I hope you got what God is doing, because that was, oh my gosh, God is doing some amazing things. And such a blessing to once again have my covenant brother, covenant sister in the house with us. What a blessing. What a blessing. God always does more than you think he's going to do. He never disappoints. And I want to give you an opportunity to join with Pastor Corinne and I. We want to give just a special love offering to Pastor Andy and Pastor Rebecca today. There's something that happens when we plant a seed. We begin to actually co-labor with someone in the ministry work that they're doing. And I was getting excited yesterday just thinking about co-laboring with my brother, Pastor Andy, in these incredible evangelistic things that he's doing. I know we're doing some evangelistic things, but I not only want to be involved in that, I want to be involved in what God is doing in him and his beautiful wife and Supernatural Culture in Atlanta and all the places that he's traveling. Actually, when we sow a seed into the kingdom, we get a piece of that credit in heaven. It's credited to our account. And so I want to sow a seed, and I want to ask you to sow a seed with me today as we bless Pastor Andy and Pastor Rebecca. They're doing so many beautiful things around the world. They're doing beautiful things up there in Atlanta. So let's co-labor with them. Let's bless them. Let's bless their family, because I don't want to just hear this word today. I want to receive this word. I don't want to just rejoice today because, man, God said something awesome. I want that to become a part of my life. And so one of the ways that we really let that become a part of us is we sow into that. So today, as we sow into Pastor Andy and Pastor Rebecca, we're taking some of that and saying, I want that. I want that evangelism. I want that zeal for God. I want that zeal for the lost to be a part of my spiritual walk. And so I'm sowing into that. I want to ask you today to sow with Pastor Corinne and I. As you give, just put special offering. There's a place right there as you text to give. Say special offering, and we want to just really be a blessing to Pastor Andy and Pastor Rebecca. As you give today, let me pray for your giving. God, I thank you, Lord, for everything that's been spoken, everything that's been prophesied, everything that's been released. God, we want to receive all of it. We don't want to miss any of what you're doing. So God, we plant. We understand that everything that you do, God, is by sowing and reaping. So Father, we want to sow into this kingdom work. We want to sow and co-labor with Pastor Andy and Pastor Rebecca. So Father, we thank you, Lord, that you'd bless us according to your word, 30, 60, 100 fold. God, let us see us come back into our life financially, evangelistically, with salvations for our family. God, let us see it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have an amazing day.